Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Your friends pretend they know sports. WFAN actually does. Get smarter, louder, and way more annoying at watch parties. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Call his wife in. Hey, what's going on? How's your boy been? It's a beautiful Thursday morning. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. 888-808-1019. We wake up on game day of game number 3, a la game number 7. Do or die, Yankees Red Sox tonight, as it was forced so by last night's victory. Yankees 4, Red Sox 3 in a thrilling, and really both of these games, I know obviously game 1 didn't go the way we wanted, but both of these games have been really good, tightly contested, interesting, weighing manager decisions back and forth, big time plays, big time getting out of jams, just back and forth, 2-run lead, tie game, run-run lead, tie game, just back and forth, great plays, exciting, the way they scored that run in the 8th was just incredible with Jazz on the move on the full count. That's as exciting a way, and I can tell you, I was at the ballpark. That was as exciting a way to score a game-winning run. That beats a home run any day of the week. That whistling one down the line like that and having Jazz chug around the bases, play at the plate, that's as exciting as it gets. In fact, let's hear the call. I liked it so much from Dave Sims. Fleegs, get that call up if you can. That's one of the, it's Dave Sims' signature call, the double down the line from Wells. But obviously last night, a lot to get to. We broke it down earlier. A big performance. I still think it's a big performance. I wish he didn't come back out for the 7th. I think, you know what, and we've been talking about Boone's decisions and whether or not there's right or wrong. Like, for me, I have a way more problem with him bringing out Rodon again in the 7th inning last night. After getting through 6, giving up the home run in the 6th to tie the game, getting lucky to get that double play to get out of the 6th, and then sending Rodon back out for the 7th, I thought was crazy. He throws 8 consecutive balls, walks 2 guys, but Cruz gets out of it. So you know what? I think that was a way worse decision than taking out Max Fried. I truly do. I think it was way worse to send Rodon back out there in the 7th inning tonight than it was taking out Max Fried in game 1. One situation lost the game, the other one didn't. What's the difference? One worked and one didn't. And that's what it's going to come down to. Which Cruz came in and performed, Weaver didn't. That's the difference. It's not because Aaron Boone's any smarter or dumber or things were better or worse or you could justify this or anything other than Cruz came in and got outs. Jazz Chisholm made the great diving stop to save the game from, save the lead. And Weaver blew it. That's the only difference. It's the only difference. It comes down to the players sometimes. And last night, the Yankee players did more than the Red Sox players, bottom line. And like I said, I've been uber confident about this game tonight before the series even started. I've been saying it since the series started that game one is obviously a huge game, but Boston needs it more. They can't afford to lose the crochet game. And that if it ever gets to game number three, I would feel extremely confident about the New York Yankees. I would feel extremely confident. And I do, as we're going up against Early, a young pitcher for the Boston Red Sox who's made four starts in his career. Cam Schlittler for the Yankees, who's pitched extremely well this year. Still a rookie himself, but a lot more of a track record. Has pitched a lot in this building, obviously, and has been really successful throwing 100 miles an hour with some really good stuff and the beginning of a very promising career. And you just feel better about it. And if you don't take my word for it, if you think I'm just the Yankee shill, who of course feels confident about this game, who of course liked his chances before the series, and of course feels good about game number three. If you don't want to take my word for it, look no further than the manager of the Boston Red Sox, because Alex Cora, in every single move he made last night and the way he managed that game last night, told you he felt they needed to win that game. He managed that game like the Red Sox needed it. He knows what's coming tonight. He knows the, not that they can't win, not that they can't hit up Cam Schlittler. He's not, you know, Sandy Koufax in his prime. He's a rookie young pitcher that absolutely could give up five runs in the first for all we know. That better not happen. Don't save that audio. But he knows the disadvantage the team's at, and they went through the entire bullpen, and because of that, you could argue the Yankees are in an even better position tonight, having seen every reliever pretty much out of the bullpen. They went to everybody except Chapman in that game, and their second best reliever and their best right-handed reliever in Whitlock threw 48 pitches last night. He might be available, but I don't know for how long and how effective he's going to be after that kind of workload that the Yankees forced into him last night. So that was a huge win. It's a huge hit from Jazz. It's a huge game from the two left-handers who were off the starting lineup in game number one. You get the two-run home run in the first from Rice, obviously, and that kind of set the Yankees off and set the tone for the game, even though Rodon gave those two runs back in the third. That first inning home run was huge. He comes through with another base hit later and then hits an absolute P off of Wilson that should have been a double and scored some runs, but unfortunately it's right at the right fielder. But he had a good game, and then Jazz, even without a base hit in this game, he makes the game changing. That seventh inning, again, if you want to break down this game and what the reason why the Yankees won, in the seventh inning, when Boone makes the boneheaded decision to send Carlos Rodon back out there, I don't care how many pitches he threw. I know he was in the 80s. I don't care. It's not about pitch count. It wasn't about pitch count in game one with Fried. It's not about pitch count in this game. There was no reason to send Rodon back out there. He walks two batters on eight pitches, and Cruz comes in, and Rafaela, who's had a good series with big walks and almost hit one out at the end of the game, pops up a bunt, changed the entire dynamic of that inning, and then Jazz Chisholm with runners at first and second, two outs, and a pinch-hitting Yoshida makes an incredible diving stop to save a run from scoring. Eaton at third doesn't take the chance to go home on the throw to first, and that inning is saved after, you know, Trevor Story hits one about 400 feet to dead center, just short of the center field wall, and they get out of that jam in the seventh. That was the game. Jazz Chisholm made a great defensive play there. He makes a big-time double play in the second inning as well. And then, of course, his walk in the eighth and his speed on the Wells double down the line is the game winner. And let's hear that call, because I will tell you this. I was in the building. That's as exciting a moment in a do-or-die playoff game for the New York Yankees. To get the game-tying run in the eighth inning in that manner was exciting as it gets. And I thought Dave Sims echoed that excitement with one of the best, if not the best, call he's made as Yankee broadcaster.
3-2 pitch. Jazz runs. Pitch. Swing on. Line drive. Right field. Fair ball. Here comes Jazz. Coming around third. Rojas waving him. Jazz coming down the line. Here's the throw to the plate. He slides. He is in there. He's in there. The Yankees have the lead. It's 4-3 New York.
Hey now. That's a great call. It's a great moment. Jazz doesn't get a hit, and he's one of the stars of the game without question. He'll be in the lineup tonight. I'm assuming so will Ben Rice. We'll see, but here we are. Game number three, Yankees-Red Sox, do or die, 8 o'clock tonight, live from Yankee Stadium in the Bronx, New York. And the Yankees have the advantage. There's no excuse not to win. And again, if you don't believe me, believe Alex Cora. Because he managed the game as if they needed to win last night. Let's go get to this kid. Score some runs. Let's get a victory like they did last night. 888-808-1019. There's obviously a lot more to break down. We've been doing it all morning long. So give me your call at 888-808-1019. We'll talk a little Yankee baseball as we take it to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show right here on The Fan. Let's get to Bob in Bayside. What's up, Bob?
Chris, I want to talk about Schwitler, but no coin flip. No coin flip. You and Evan are absolutely wrong about Boone taking out Max Fried.
Yeah,
you know what the word ace means? Ace means ace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you don't take an ace out with nobody on base and one out. That's it. All right, let me move on.
I disagree with you, but I mean, I hear what you're saying, and if he left him in, I wouldn't have killed him. I think it's a coin flip situation. I do.
I think he
lost command in the innings prior. We went over this. Evan told
I don't
you
want to hear about losing the outside corner.
He did.
You don't take him out. Anyway, let me
put the runner
about
on. I'm putting the bullpen in a worse position, but okay.
Go ahead. All right. My man, Val. Who's a great Yankee fan, used two words about Schwitler: composure and poise. Mm-hmm. From day one, when his first start, and he had 20 family members in the stands from Massachusetts.
Yep, he's from Massachusetts.
This kid has ice in his veins. This kid, nothing will bother this kid tomorrow.
Listen, I hope so. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm not confident in that. I am. I think they have the better pitching matchup. I trust him more than I trust Early, although I got to be honest, I haven't seen much of him. He's only made 4 major league starts. I feel good about Cam Schlitler. His stuff, he's pitched to a sub-3 ERA. He's had a really nice beginning of his career, but we have seen games like the first inning against the Toronto Blue Jays where he got the first 2 outs and then couldn't get out of the inning. Like, he is a rookie pitcher. Anything is possible. It's a little nerve-wracking considering he just doesn't have the experience. But you're not wrong. I trust him.
What has he had? He's had, 11, 12 starts already? All right, you're a rookie, but he's been there. And let me say one thing. After his first or second start, you made a comment that he could be good trade bait. I said, this kid is a killer. You don't trade when you throw 99 miles an hour on any pitch you want. You don't trade this kid.
Well, I mean, listen,
that he could be good trade bait.
Yeah.
I said no, keep this guy.
Okay, congratulations. We'll see. I mean, you know, they didn't trade him. I don't remember. I mean, I guess I said that. I don't remember making a point of it. But if someone called me and suggested it, I'm not saying I didn't say that. I don't remember feeling that strongly about it, but sure. He could have been. Like, I don't know. Like, tomorrow, if, you know, because we were talking about this with, I guess, Joe Beningo said he wouldn't trade, McLean for Paul Skeens. Like, depending on what you can get for Cam Schlitler, anyone's trade bait. But I'm glad they didn't trade him. He's got really good stuff. He's pitched to a sub-3 ERA. He's been really good. And I do agree he's been composed. I'm just saying we have seen games like the Boston Red Sox where I like the Toronto Blue Jays where he couldn't get out of the first inning and things spiraled on him. He's a rookie. There's no guarantee how he's going to go out there and throw. There just isn't. You can tell me you know that there is, and I told you he was composed. I hope that's the call you make tomorrow after he throws 6 shutout innings. I really do. But I don't know. And if you think you do know, you don't. Let's hope. And again, I think they're in a good position. And what makes me feel even stronger than that, look at the way Alex Cora managed the game. I'm going to harp on it. Look at the way he went to the bullpen in this game. Look at how quick he pulls Bayo. Look how quick. Look how quick he goes to Justin Wilson in the 3rd inning. He went through everybody. He went through, you know, he went through Justin Wilson. He goes through, then he goes to Slayton, and he goes to Mats to get to Bellinger. Like, every time there was a possibility of a matchup that would favor, you know, to try to favor the Red Sox, and even any kind of remotely, he went to the bullpen every single time. He was tooth and nail to win that game last night. He did everything he possibly could to win that game last night, including putting himself in a worse position for tonight. There is no doubt. The way he managed that game last night, you better win it, because he put himself in a worse position. He put his team in a worse position tonight. That's not to say they can't win or that these guys aren't available. None of them pitched the night before. They're all available for today. It's game seven, you know, esque. It's a do or die game. They're all available. But the Yankees just saw all of them. They just saw all of them. And Whitlock threw 48 pitches. There's no reason to lose this game tonight. The Yankees have no excuse. They better go do it. Mike in Rahway. What's up, Mike?
What's up, Chris?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
I just have a few points.
Sure.
I think tonight so important, just having really good patience at the plate. Because I think a couple at bats last night, they could have took some walks. But I think in the fourth inning, Stanton and back-to-back with Chisholm, there was two ball fours where they're chasing a bit. I think with a depleted bullpen, patience, if we use really good patience at the plate, I think we'd have a lot of success.
I think that the depleted bullpen makes me less concerned about patience necessarily. Get pinch counts up on who?
Yeah, I guess.
They're gonna go to the next. It's not like you're gonna have an opportunity like if it's Garrett Crochet, you're like, oh, let's get the pitch count up and get him out of the game. With Early, yeah, I mean, listen, I want to rattle the kid. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to give him easy outs. I agree. I don't want to have Early have a 7-pitch first inning on, you know, 3 fly balls, and a ground ball and 2 fly balls. Like, I get it. You don't want to swing early in the count and give him easy outs. But I don't know. Do I want to jump on fastballs from the kid? I don't know. I don't want to just take strikes and make it easy for him either. And I'm not worried. My point is, when you say pitch count, I am not worried about elevating the pitch count on this kid early. I'm just not, because I don't think he's long for the game anyway. It's not a top pitcher. When you face Skubal, when you face Crochet, when you face, you know, the aces of teams, those are the guys. Like when the Yankees used to face Pedro Martinez, you want to get his pitch count up and get him out of the game. I'm not looking at this kid Connolly early like that. I'm not looking at him like, oh, let me just work his pitch count and get to this bullpen. They're going to go to the bullpen anyway. So I don't really view it that way. Again, good at bats? Sure, sure. You know, let's see if the kid can throw strikes consistently early on. It's an argument. I hear you. But it's not so much about getting pitch count up. It's more about making him work. It's more about putting him in a position. It's more about putting base runners on. It's more about taking a young kid who's made 4 starts in his major league history, and the only starts on the road have been in a minor league park in Tampa, a spring training facility in Tampa, and a minor league park in Sacramento. He has not pitched on the road in a major league baseball park yet, and he's going to face the New York Yankees in Yankee Stadium in a do-or-die game, Yankees-Red Sox. That's one hell of a position to put a kid in. So if your point is, I don't want to give him quick outs, agreed. Do I also want to let him? Do I want to give him fastballs on strike one every at bat? I don't know. I also want to be aggressive. We'll see how they handle it. Either way, score some runs. You get to that kid early. You put up a crooked number early. You give Cam Schlittler a lead. That's the best way for success. Brett in Long Island, what's up, Brett?
Chris, I'm confused on Fleet.
I know you are.
You're
pretty much confused every time you call me. So what else you got?
I'm confused about, you know, the 10 bunt, you know, opportunities that, you know, in the postseason, and 5 of them worked to score runs. But I think he was trying to say that, you know, we're screaming for bunting during the year, but it doesn't work. But if you tell me that 50% of the time we could score runs.
Score a run 50% of the time on sacrifice bunts? I don't know if that's exactly what you're looking for.
You wouldn't sign up for that? What did that go? 1 for 4, 25%? I mean, you're thinking if it works, you're bunting. Half the time it works, you get a run if you bunt.
Half the time of giving up an out, and you're only playing for a run. Like, I don't think. Bunting, listen, how many times has it been successful? Was it successful last night? Did it kill the Boston Red Sox last night or not?
That wasn't the point. The point was that
did it kill the Boston Red Sox or not last night? That's the point. That's the point.
No,
it's not. I'm not changing it. I just said I don't think 50% to give up an out 50% of the time you score a run. No.
One case.
I don't think that's good.
It was done 10 times and worked half the time.
That's not good enough. I'm not giving up outs for half the time.
What do you want? 80% of the time?
Yeah.
It worked half the time to get a run when
you
needed it.
No, I mean, if I'm giving up outs, I want a successful rate. I don't want 50-50. I want better than that.
Hard to hear this stuff. And then the next thing is hard to hear with Cora. You're insinuating that you don't manage a go-home game, beat the Yankees, and you don't manage. You keep bringing up, oh, he used it. But first of all, he can use the guys again, Chris. A lot of them didn't pitch that much. So
no,
what
of course.
I'm not defending Cora, but what are you
managed
not
the,
he, pitch you, to win?
That's a starting pitcher who's owned the New York Yankees. We've talked about it over and over again. Great numbers against Judge. Great numbers against the Yankees. The Yankees can't figure him out. He's out in the third inning. He goes through the whole bullpen. You're right. The bullpen can come back tomorrow. Every single Yankee saw every single
so
Red Sox.
Keep bringing it up that it's a bad thing.
It is. It's a bad thing because you see the guys. He let the Yankees see everybody. They now all of them
they
are going to be pitching on back-to-back days. Whitlock, Whitlock, their best right-handed reliever, their second best reliever to Chapman through 48 pitches. He managed the game with a sense of urgency, like he had to win it. Sorry, he did. If it were early, the pitcher who's going tonight for the Red Sox pitching in game number two, sure, that's how you manage the game. It's a bullpen game. Why would you go to Bayo so early in a game that he's pitched well for you? He's been your second best starter. You're pulling him in the third inning because a couple of guys got on? That is managing as if you know you need to win that game. And he didn't care about tonight, and he put himself in a worse position than tonight. And you're right. I'm not saying that they can't come back and pitch. It's 2 days in a row. I'm telling you, there's a good chance they're less effective, and the Yankees saw every one of them. And if you think that doesn't matter, if you think that it doesn't matter to bring in a reliever who they haven't seen as opposed to one they saw the night before, I totally disagree with you. I totally disagree
with
you.
You take your chances against... No, even if you lose, you're going against a rookie pitcher. I don't know what you're talking about. In a 3-3 game, Chris, you know you're fooling yourself. You're trying. Me and you are going to be pitching. You're trying to win the game. You can't sit here.
No, of course you're trying to win the game. No one's saying, listen, I'm not even critical of what he did necessarily. I'm telling you, he managed as if that game was a do or die game for the Red Sox. It's not. Of course he manages to win the game. Once you get later in the game, that's fine. I get it. But I'm just saying, 48 pitches for Whitlock because he went to him early because he went through the entire bullpen. He sticks with him, if you want to be critical of his decisions. He sticks with him against the left-hander Wells. Wells gets the double. Then he leaves him out there to pitch to Volpe and McMahon. Volpe gets a single. McMahon walks. He upped that count another 20 pitches in those two at-bats, and now he's thrown 48 pitches. I'm just telling you, when you pull your pitcher, did anyone expect, you make it sound like that's a normal thing to do. It's normal to take your second best pitcher that you lined up for this game, who has owned the New York Yankees, pitched extremely well, shut down Judge. He's got a worse batting average against Bayo than any other pitcher he's ever faced, and you pulled him out in the third inning. You don't think that's more aggressive than what you expected going into the game?
Your argument was that they used like five different pitchers. They depleted the bullpen.
Yes.
Again, you're talking about one situation. It was a 3-3 game. He used different pitchers, different matchups, trying to win and put the Yankees away. If he didn't do that, Chris, you'd be criticizing the other way.
No, when I say, yes, listen, everyone, of course you managed to win the game. I'm saying when he takes Bayo out in that third inning, and asked the entire bullpen to pitch for seven innings of the game, or six innings of the game. No, two and then three. Yeah, seven innings of the game. Like, that's uber aggressive. That is, that to me, that's an indication of we better win this game. The game is tied in that. It's not like he even has the lead in that moment. It's not even like he has a lead and he's trying to hold on to a lead. That's a tie game with a pitcher who has dominated the Yankees to the point, as Yankee fans, we've all been nervous about it. If that moment didn't jump out at you that Alex Cora had a different sense of urgency for this game than, you know, you would think for a team that had the advantage in the series, it did to me. Alex Cora managed the game like he knows he needs to win it. With how quick he went to the bullpen, how fast he went to the bullpen. Now, yeah, once you get into the sixth, seventh inning of a tie game, sure. He's going to go to his – he went to Whitlock in a tie game. I'm not knocking him for it. And, again, I'm not knocking him for any of it. I'm not even saying he's wrong. I'm just telling you, when you look at how you feel about game number three, my confidence is even a little bit more elevated because I always thought they had an advantage in game number three. And I feel like Alex Cora managed the game like he felt that way too. And now I'm not saying that he did anything wrong. I'm just telling you, throwing Whitlock 48 pitches makes me feel even better about this game. Having the Yankees see every reliever in the bullpen. Like game one, he could have went to Whitlock. He didn't because he wanted to keep Rice on the bench. He put Chapman in an interesting position by pitching him for one out in the eighth and then going into him in the ninth. But he was able to only show the Yankees one reliever. Yesterday, he opened up the bullpen on a day where he's having a bullpen game the next day. Like, that's part of it, too. If he had another ace lined up or another good starting pitcher in game number three and he goes this bullpen route in game number two, I'd understand it more. He's doing the same thing tonight. And if you don't think it benefits the Yankees to see every reliever in the Red Sox bullpen the day before they're about to see every reliever in the Red Sox bullpen, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not saying, I never once said Cora was an idiot for it. I never once said Cora was wrong for it. I never once said, oh my God, how could Alex Cora do that? All I'm saying is he showed a real sense of urgency, which makes me feel he's not confident in tonight. And he also played the same game back-to-back nights. He's going to play the same game back-to-back nights. And I can tell you, because as a Yankee fan, we've gone over this over and over again, particularly some of the long series against the Houston Astros, it hurts when you see the same relievers over and over again. You want those guys to not be as familiar. You're going to have guys throwing the same, like Cruz. I'm telling you right now, going into this game, I really don't want to see Cruz face, I don't want to see Cruz face Story again. I don't care what inning it is, what lane it is. I'm nervous if Cruz is going to face some of the same hitters that he, like Yoshida, Story, those guys who have now seen his splitter last night, seen his repertoire, had at bats against him. I am more nervous now, Cruz facing those same hitters. I am now nervous, Devin Williams facing again Bregman after seeing that changeup three or four times just last night. That's how baseball works. That's how baseball works, Brett. So to me, taking out Bayo in the third makes me feel he was a little bit even more urgent than you would normally be in that game, having, you know, that pitcher on the mound. He went to the bullpen in the third, in my mind, because he felt like he really needed to win that game. Everyone wants to win the game. He felt like he needed to win the game. Then decisions later in the game, sure. And then you get into a tie game. You're not going to just throw in nobodies. You're not going to leave in bad pitchers. Sure, you're going to go to your best. I'm not even saying what Alex Cora did was wrong. I'm just telling you, going to the bullpen in the third indicates, one, that I think Alex Cora felt their best advantage to win the series was to take last night. And two, the Yankees have now seen all these relievers, and that benefits them. So, doesn't mean I'm guaranteeing them the win, nor am I saying Alex Cora is an idiot who managed a terrible game. He managed it the way he thought he should manage it, and for a while it was working. For a while it was working. And if he wins that game last night, it's brilliant. But because he lost it, I do believe the Red Sox are in a worse position today because of it. So, I really don't know how you disagree, other than you just want to be argumentative. I agree.
Some people can't reconcile the thing that, like, a person on this team did the right thing, it ended up backfiring and helping out the opponent.
Yeah.
Like, it does not compute.
No, I'm not saying he was wrong. I never once said Alex Cora was wrong. I just said, if you're a Yankee fan and you're looking for reasons to be confident tonight, look at how Alex Cora handled the game. He handled the game as if they needed to win that game, knowing he's got a young pitcher in early starting the game tonight. He knows he's got a bullpen game tonight, and he still chose to immediately go to a bullpen game in the third. In the third, with a pitcher who's pitched really well against the Yankees.
I'm not saying it's wrong or right. I'm saying it shows a sense of, we better win tonight. And because he went through the bullpen, and because tonight's another bullpen game, I think it helps the Yankees that he handled the game there like last night. Maybe it's the right thing to do. It hurts them for tonight. It's not a death knell, but it hurts them. I agree with your first statement.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And Brett. You're confused.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
All right.
I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice.
Oh, I wish a lot of things too.
I wish I found some chords in an order that is new. I wish I didn't.
437. I wish the New York Yankees would win this game tonight. Oh, please. Please win this game. We don't want our baseball season over already, do we? We don't want this thing to last 3 days and be done with it? No. No. We got to talk the minutiae of baseball every day and take a million calls on it every day. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. We need to confuse Brett and Long Island every single morning. We've got a lot more baseball to play. The Yankees need to go take this game. Absolutely. They need to go take this game. And they should have the advantage. And I'm interested to see how Cam Schiller performs. Look, this is a kid who really from, you know, the minute he came up here, if he has command of the fastball, especially at the top of the zone, he's dangerous. And his secondary pitches have gotten better as the season's gone along. I agree he's not afraid of the moment. I think he'll be fine. It's just he has a tendency. The thing that scares me about Cam Schlittler a little bit, on days where he doesn't have the great fastball command, he has a little bit of an issue putting guys away. Even with the 100-mile-an-hour fastball, he has a tendency to get into these long at-bats. He has a tendency to a lot of foul balls. And it, for a young kid in this spot, you throw a 12-pitch at bat that's a walk. I mean, that's a mental grind
to get back into it. Like, it is. It's just a mental grind for a young kid, Yankees, Red Sox. You just never know what you're going to get from someone who's never done it before. Like, hell, we were having conversations about Max Fried before the game and his ups and downs in the postseason, and still not sure what you're going to get from Max Fried. Well, he pitched terribly for the Braves and the postseason, but he did have the one closeout game in the World Series. But other than that, you know, and that's Max Fried who's closed out the World Series. There's a young kid making his first postseason start, and it's a do-or-die game against the Boston Red Sox, which I honestly believe holds, and I don't know if he cares about this or is thinking about this, it might hold the manager's job in his hands. Like, there's a lot to this game. There's a lot to this game. And last night at the ballpark, it was intense. It was a lot of fun. It was a great game. Both of these games have been really well played, and I don't know if I could take another one. I'd sign right now for a laugher, Yankees. Let's score five in the first off of this kid early and figure out a way to get the hell out of here with a win. 888-808-1019. The calls are all lined up. I got you for another 20 minutes. I'm done yapping. We'll just have a conversation about game number three, breaking down game number two, and getting ready for what will be a win-or-die game, number three, in the Bronx tonight, 8 o'clock, Yankees-Red Sox. It doesn't get better than that. Bill in North Bergen. What's up, Bill?
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. But you're taking all my talking points away with Cam.
Yeah.
I think he's going to do well. I'm happy to see him pitching. I don't think that Heal or Warren, with their control problems, would be good for tonight. Number one. Number two, you're a great listen. You're a diehard Yankee fan. I've been a diehard since 1953. Just to show you how much I have, I had to have my leg amputated, and on my prosthetic, I have a big NY. So
nice.
Top that, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I've never been a tattoo guy. I don't know why. When my father passed away, I considered getting like a tattoo for, you know, in his memory. I decided not to. I've never really had the desire to have tattoos or anything on me like that. But yeah, I mean. You didn't need to give me that. I believe you're a good Yankee fan. You don't have to. I hope you don't go around showing everybody just to prove you're a good Yankee fan. I'm sure we'll just take you at your word.
Yeah, well, they'll see it anyway. But listen, you're a great listener.
Well, thank you very much.
I can't get in touch with you on Saturday mornings. You just can't get through.
I know it's so busy, everybody, because all the people who love me as much as you do have a real tough time getting and staying awake at 3 o'clock in the morning. Or it just could be the nature of Saturdays. I don't know. I'd like to think it's me. But I'm happy to talk to you now, Bill. What do you got on Schlittler?
Well, basically, I'm happy to see him. He's a good rookie. I'm glad they threw him into the fire. And like you said about his control, if he has his control, he could beat anybody. And he's going to win tonight, okay?
Yeah.
And we're going to win tonight. And then we're going to play on Sunday afternoon. The Giants at 1, the Yankees at 4.
Yeah.
So my Sunday's already set, okay?
That's it. Let's go. I think it's Saturday and Sunday. I think Saturday would be the first game. Saturday, Sunday, and I believe both would, you know. Yeah, so Saturday and Sunday for the Yankees. I'm surprised. Shouldn't say surprised. I would have guessed that they would have went to Luis Heal here. I thought they were going to go to Heal. Now, Cam Schlittler has been great his last two starts, particularly his last one that really maybe was the deciding factor. And Luis Heal has had a couple of blow-ups, but he's also found ways out of jams. Like, the one thing I would say about Cam Schlittler is, as a rookie, I still need to see him, you know, first and second, nobody out, first and second, one out, runners at the corners, one out. Let me see him pitch out of that jam. I've seen Luis Heal over the last 2 years do it. I'm glad it's Schlittler, but I have every bit of confidence in him, and I'm confident in him because the Yankees really, you know, they could have went Luis Heal and nobody would have complained. And I also, my main reason was I felt Schlittler fit better in the bullpen because he's a little less wild than Luis Heal is, like, coming right out of the game. Like, I trust Schlittler to throw strikes. So I felt he worked better in the bullpen. They left Heel off the entire roster. I thought Cam Schlittler could have been someone, if Heel gets this start out in the bullpen, to help bolster the bullpen. They chose not to do that because they believe in this kid. So I have a lot of confidence in him. He's pitched extremely well. He's his command of his fastball, and Heel has also been throwing 93-94 instead of the 96-97-98 he was last year. So his command is better. The velocity on his fastball is better. And that's why they made this decision. Plus, they just trust him even as a rookie. So this is going to be a big game for him. But as much as we could talk about Cam Schlittler, and it's always about the starting pitcher on some level. I get that. To me, this is about the offense. If Cam Schlittler gives up four runs in six innings, or you know, three runs in five innings, I'm not going to get that upset with him. Or even four runs in five innings. Like, he's a rookie. It's a tough spot. The offense has to score runs. As long as he keeps the game close, as long as he gives them some length, like, it's going to be hard to really go, wow, Cam didn't, you know, shut down the Red Sox. Like, the Yankees need to score. You're getting a young kid making his fifth ever start to begin the game with Connelly early, his fifth ever start, and his first ever in a road major league ballpark. He pitched in Tampa, and he pitched against the A's in Sacramento. He's never pitched on the road in a major league ballpark. He's coming to the Bronx for this game against and the rest of the bullpen that you just saw last night. This offense has been the best in the game. They've scored the most runs. Judge is the MVP and best offensive player. Giancarlo Stanton is an absolute playoff monster. This is on the offense. Go score 8-9 runs and put it to bed. Don't allow this game to hang in the balance of your 25-year-old rookie starter. As much confidence as I have in him, I don't look at him as the reason they have to go in. I don't want Cam Schlittler to be the reason they won this game. If he is, great. Fantastic. Because that'll even be better moving forward throughout the postseason. I'll feel great if he could pitch well in this spot, he could pitch well anywhere. But I don't need Cam Schlittler to be the reason they win. I'll take being the reason they didn't lose. That's enough. I just don't want him to be the reason they lost. Outside of that, keep them in the game. The offense has to do it. Phil and Howell, what's up, Phil?
Hey, what's up? Listen, if you want one tattoo, you can always want two. All right, that will always work that way.
I've never had the exact perfect thing that I would want to do it with. I've never been that, like, you know, absolutely, oh, I love that. That's exactly what I want to do. And so I've just never done it. Not to knock people with tattoos, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Listen, I want to get to my point. Yeah. I'm calling because I'm the enemy. I'm a diehard Met fan. So I'm on the outside looking in.
Yes.
Okay? I wish I had my manager was like, I think Aaron Boone is a very good manager. I do. I really do. I agree with you on that. All right?
Hey, Phil, where were you at the meeting on Tuesday night? It was just it was just me and the other two guys. You were missing.
You know?
We had leftover donuts and everything. Where were you?
I don't know. But anyway, okay. I think even if the Yankees don't win tonight, there's no way that they're getting rid of the manager. And I think this owner is very comfortable with the manager and the GM in place.
And thank you for the call. I want to break and get back to rapid fire when we come back. I don't think there's a chance Brian Cashman's going anywhere. Brian Cashman had a great year. Like, even if they don't win the series, Brian Cashman lost Juan Soto, lost Gerrit Cole, put together a damn good starting rotation by the end of the year, scored the most runs, and won the most games in the American League. Brian Cashman had a good year. Put together the highest scoring offense and a rotation that was pretty damn good after losing Cole and Soto. I don't think this is not the year to fire Brian Cashman. I'm as big a fan of Boone as you are. I think Boone's a much better manager than people give him credit for. I don't think he's great. I think he's pretty damn good. He can't lose this series. I'm sorry. As much as I like him, he can't lose this series. He can't lose three times without winning to the Boston Red Sox without winning a championship in 8 years. Like, I don't want to fire him. I don't know off the top of my head who would do a better job. I know Bruce Bochy's now available out there. I'm sure everyone's screaming, "Well, you kidding me? Fire Boone, hire Bochy." Yeah, Bochy's one of the best managers in recent history, maybe ever. But even I, a Boone supporter, if they don't win this series and he loses to the Red Sox again and again, I think they're the better team and have the advantage in this game. And if he goes to the pen and who he goes to blows up, or he makes a critical decision that blows up in his face, I don't know how you bring him back. I got to be honest. I just got to be fair. I don't know how you bring him back. And I won't be able to yell about it. It's just what has to happen, probably.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talk sports hands-free, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
All right, just a few minutes. Let's end it with your calls, rapid-fire style. On this Thursday morning, getting ready for the big game tonight at 8 o'clock. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Paul in Buffalo. What's up, Paul?
Chris, your analysis of Coro was spot on. You weren't making a critique of him. You were describing what he did. He managed to win the game because he knows the only way he can win today is for his team to outslug the Bombers in the Bronx. And you're right. This is on the offense today. Rightfully so, there has been no criticism of Giancarlo Stanton. Big G's got to go Big Sky tonight. Yep. Aaron Judge got to hit it hard. And, Chris, how many calls have I made this summer about Jazz Chisholm, our second baseman? I want to personally thank him for showing what slack-jawed, mouth-breathing troglodytes the Yankees analytics staff is. Whoever thought you should bench a 30-30 man who isn't a platoon player, you are a drooling buffoon. I don't care where your degree's from. Chris, you have a great night.
You got it, buddy. Look, I didn't have that much of a problem with it, as you clearly did. I understand your point. I felt Rosario had to get into the game. I did. I think they had to put Rosario into the game. And you weren't going to play him at third with Max Fried on the mound. So you had to put him somewhere. It ended up didn't work out, I guess, but thankfully he played well last night. Steven in Mayapack. What's up, Steven?
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Great to talk to you. I kind of really like what you're saying about the Red Sox seeing a lot of the Yankees' pen and how that's to the detriment. And I guess, like me, you would like to have seen Heel back up Schlitter at worst, right? Like a caddy for him. Because I think Warren has terrible numbers against the Red Sox this year, right? Instead of going back to the bullpen that the Red Sox have seen the last two consecutive nights.
Yeah, well, I mean, they haven't seen it in two consecutive. The only one they saw in two consecutive nights is Bednar. That's the only one they saw in two consecutive nights, I think. Did Cruz come in too? Yeah. And Devin Williams, obviously. Devin Williams, yeah. Right, all of them, right? Was it Cruz too? Yeah, they all came in. Yeah, after Weaver, I stopped paying attention to the game, I guess. No, I get it. Yeah, no, it is the same guys. That's right. But I don't know about... I still don't know if I'm going to go to Williams or I'm going to go to Luis Gil or I'm going to go to one of those guys. I don't know. I don't love seeing them back-to-back nights and then three nights in a row. I get it. But Warren's been okay. I was considering giving Warren a start in this game, considering how good he's been at Yankee Stadium. Like, I, for a long time until Schlittler really stepped up, I was considering giving Warren the start because of how good he's been at Yankee Stadium, and I just felt like he was more consistent than the other two, and then Schlittler really went on a run. But I don't mind piggybacking Warren in this game. I'm not afraid of throwing him against the Red Sox. I just don't know him coming off the bullpen. That's what scares me. Spencer in East Windsor. What's up, Spencer?
Hey, Chris. I don't want to see Will Warren. I feel very confident with Cam in the game tonight. Definitely hoping that Giancarlo runs into one. Hope the fans will give him a break. It's 5 a.m. time for milking. Chris, I got a question. Should I be doing more with my money? Take it easy.
That was a weird one. You say milking? He's working at a farm? 5 a.m. milking? Maybe. I'm not even sure if he had a baseball point there. So I'll go back to the other.
I'm bummed. The one guy who dropped off was going to say that if Boone took Rodon out before the seventh, everyone would have crushed him if they wanted to lose.
No, that
would have led to a nice fight with you.
I don't think so. I think, I'm not kidding. And this is why it's baseball's funny. Because it ended up not hurting the Yankees, amazingly enough, because he came in and did, Cruz came in and did the job. I thought going back to Rodon last night for the seventh was the worst decision Boone's made in the playoffs yet. That one bothered me more than, and I had problems. I know I wasn't the biggest Max Fried coming out of the game was a disaster. I know I was, you know, I was a coin flip on bringing in Weaver, but I hated other things that Aaron Boone did in game one. I despised bringing back Rodon into this game in the seventh. But you know what? No one's going to look back on it and call it a bad decision because it didn't cost the Yankees anything, amazingly enough. But let's go. Big game tonight, 8 o'clock. I got you tomorrow, 2 a.m. We'll break it all down after the game on a Friday morning. Let's go, Yankees!
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com. True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.